Yeah. For that, you will try to manage for a dictaphone.
Dictaphone.
If it is found now, I can use. And I want to do some participation in Hindi, Chaitanya Charitamrita, or any other books. There are so many books of Goswamis.
I will give you this. Okay.
If it is Sadharan Upme managed, just now, Satkriya Sardhita and Samskar Dikta also. In Hindi. So many persons are wanting.
Amnaya Sutra, in your
sense?
Is that very important?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, everything has given in Jiva Dharma, Satanya Sutra, and all these things. Is there Kasyaschit natya vikshipta kundala pisamanditam gandam gande santadhatya adat tambula charvitam. General meaning is perhaps there. Let me go to Saratha Darshan and Vaishnava Darshan. Your kashyaschit word. Any. Lust. Slow. Tatra ek ansa gatah. Bahun Krishnasya Utpala Saurabham Chandan Alip Maghraya Hristaromo Chuchumbaha. In the last slope, it has been written that any gopi took the hands of Krishna, which were which has
decorative sandal,
which has scent like
lotus,
and Chandan was there, decorated by Chandan. Aghraya histare romo chumbha, and she kissed the hands of Krishna. Who was she? She was certainly Shyamala. Who is Shyamala?
Surely
I tell you at first that there are four groups of gopis. Svapaksha, Dipaksha, Tatastha, Shrekha. Srimati Radhika, Svapaksha. Lalita Vishakha Chitta Rupmanjan, all other Ashwapaksha. Who are the Ashwapaksha? Dosaki, who are
Tadatma, with who have one feeling with
Madhusneha. Madhusneha. Madhiyabhav. Krishna is my this. And those who have Tadiyabhav means Dakhinyabhav. And Madhyabhav, Vamyabhav. Vamyabhav is so smigdha. Smigdha?
Smooth.
Like ghee, but no sweet. Sweetness is not there. And in Madhusneha,
honey,
both things.
Sweet and smooth.
Smooth, both. It has Bambabhav. All things depends on Madhya and Kadiya. That is Bambabhav and Dakhini. Who is mostly Dakhinya Bhav, Gyadi Bhak. And those who are Bamna, they are Svapaksha. But in the middle, two more classes are there. Those who are nearer to Bamna, but yet some Dakhinya.
Svapaksha.
And she is Syamla. And like, there are so many. And those who are nearer to Dakhinya, but yet having some Vamyabhav, they are Tatastha. Tatastha is kaun? Lalita Vishakha, उधर में चंद्रावली और इधर में श्यामल भद्रा इज तटस्थ फॉर श्रीमती राधिका स्वपक्ष एंड श्यामला इज तटस्थ फॉर चंद्रावली सो ऑल डिपेंड्स ऑन दक्षिण एंड Srimati Radhika and her Svapaksha also having some Dakhinya, totally not denied having, but especially more Vamyabhav. Sabhya also, Sabhya has more Vamya, but percentage Dakhin, but Dakhin is less, like 40 and 30 percent. 60% Vamya, 40% Dakhin. Here he is taking the hands of Krishna and begins to kiss. This is but Dakhinya, but not whole Dakhinya. She is not praying, not having the feet, only that bahu. She kept on his bam hand on the ear, because Krishna is in the right side of Gopi. So she is leftist, but somewhat Dakhinya Bhav.
After that he is telling about
Guna Panda is to be seen to him.
We are calling that light as I need it. Your Kashyashi means one gopi was dancing. Kundal was dancing.
Yeah.
And she took her cheek and mixed with the cheek of Krishna. And took the remnant of betel nut in his hand. Jiva Goswami is telling this gopi seems to be Dakshin Nibha. It seems that the gopi is posing that I am so much tired. And saying that I am tired, he was bending by this
knee
towards Krishna and giving his bhar
where
on Krishna, keeping her cheek on the cheek of Krishna. This was Malli pretending, her pretending. He wanted to meet Manu, anyhow to meet with Krishna. Then Krishna gave his remnant of betel nut in his mouth, in her mouth. And she wanted like this. So Krishna gave him. Srimati Radhika or her companions could not have done so. Pradat, Adat, Tambula Charpitan, it has some deep meaning. And Srota, Srota means hearer, should realize you don't want to disclose more what was hidden fact in this. Jiva Goswami very little. Nothing more. Next 13.
You are also not revealing the hidden fact.
You should know fact. It means that this is Uddipan Bhava. Uddipan. Nityanti Gayati Kachit Kujan Nupur Mekhala Parshasthachit Hastabjam Shanta Adhat Staneo Shiva. Nityanti Dancing Gayati Gayanti Kachit, money anyone, Kuchit, Nupur Mekhala. Nupur and Mekhala. Mekhala?
Belt. Ankle belts and waist belts.
Waist
belts. Like, not belt, so, kya hoga? Like this. This is come up. West, what?
Waist belt.
West. Belt, many of swan belt. Golden. And little belts. So moving here and there, when they are dancing. And
Sounding very tinkling.
Tinkling. Parshastha Achyuta Hastabjam Shanta Adhat Stamanos. And she made a pose. Already she was so much tired. She took up Krishna, who was just standing there. Dancing by side of her. And took the hands of Krishna and kept it on her breast as if she was so much tired. Vaishnava Toshini. This is certainly the Chandravali. Dakhil Nabhav.
Right is.
So he is explaining the vilas of Chandravali. Nityati sloka. In this sloka. Anyone gopi? Dancing and singing, she became so much tired and she took the hands of Krishna in her hand and kept that hand on her breast. Kujit. Where Kujit? He is telling that she was singing and dancing and the nupur and belt tinkling were in similar a laitan man mein chal rahe in the same
tune.
Listen to she did not took the hands of Krishna on her body for herself, for the happiness of her, but for the happiness of Krishna. Krishna was so much tired also. She did not felt her tiredness, but she saw the tiredness of Krishna, and by this she tried to remove the tiredness of Krishna. Shivam That is about Sivam. Sivam means Mangal Janak. Kalna. What?
Auspicious.
And in the same time, Swata Sukhaka. Swata means
Automatically.
Naturally, Sukhaswaru. What? Sukhaswaru. For Krishna.
Pleasing.
To please Krishna and also feeling her sukha also.
Pleasure for self.
But her pleasure bar, what? When Krishna became pleased,
she began.
And she did for only that. So it is called Sivam, otherwise it was not Sivam. If it was for her, then it was not Sivam. But it was for Krishna, so it was Sivam. So he is telling that here six gopis has been told that their bilas, their bilases of six gopis, Shyamala, Bhadra, Yachandravali, Sadhya, and Srimati Radhika. Radha Ji ka nahi, Sajana aur Lalita Ji ka. Ye sab ka ye kar diya. Kintu Sakhis are eight. So he has Jai Goswami and Vishwanath Chakrabarti both has told that they have also been told in them. So he is telling that in the last adhyaya,
chapter,
as Padma was explained in eight gopis, Padma should also be included in this. Saptami. And in Vishnu Puran, from Vishnu Puran they have taken that Bhadra was there also. So this Bhadra is eighth. Lalita Vishakha there. Then Lalita Vishakha.
Srimati Radharani, Chandravali, Saibha, Padma, Bintinchor,
Bhadra,
Samala
and Bhadra. Eight. What about Bhadra? She was nearer to rightist, but having some leftist mood. So Jadeva Goswami has also told about Bhadra that she was eighth sakhi, dancing with Krishna and taking the remnants of betel nut in his hand, and for here he has told that he has given his betel nut remnant in mouth. So there is some difference. Parath Darshan. She was singing and dancing, and she became tired, and she saw that Krishna is also tired somewhat. So she took the both hands of Krishna and put it on her breast. And he dur kiya apnashram ki. She removed her tiredness. So it must be Chandravali. Or it may be Padma. Because in the last chapter she has taken the feet of put the feet of Krishna on her waist. Now she is taking the hands of Krishna on her waist. Is also telling like Jiva Goswami that eighth Sakhi is Bhadra, is also there and doing bilas with Krishna. Thus, Gopyo Labdha Atyutam Kantam Sriya Ekanta Vallabham Grihita Kantas Paddurbhyam Gayant Gayantyastam Bijahriret. Here Gopya, like this, gopis ekanta ballabha Krishna the kant ke roop mein prapt hokar Krishna was there in a mood that Krishna is our Kaan. Sha Krishna. Here, what is the meaning of Kanta? Kanta, husband, Priyatam. But the actual hidden meaning is Kamta. Kam, Kamanuga, you know, Ta, Kanta, or Kam, Ta, Kanta.
Ta means
Radhika or Gopi. Ta, Krishna.
So
who satisfied Kam, as a Vishaya is Kanta. And like Ashraya, Kam, जो काम को पूर्ण करती है देती है तो दैट इज कांता हियर कांता गोपी वेरी इजिली हैविंग कृष्ण लाइक देयर कांत सो कृष्ण बीइंग ए कांत ऑफ गोपीज say what, like this?
Embrace them around their neck.
Like that. And they began to? And at that time, they were embracing Krishna with their hands in his neck, like what? Prarthana karna.
Offering prayer.
Offering prayers, not to give up this gopi any time, like he has done. Begging, like begging mercy.
Don't leave us.
Don't leave us, and to give calm.
Seven.
For that prayer. Because they are kanta or calm. And they began to sing the pastimes of Krishna. Here Atsuk, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and he also, Shiva Goswami, has stressed on Atsuka. No chuti, no
fall down.
What? Chuti means? What you have written? Chuti, Atsuka.
Never fail.
Never fail.
Infallible. Infallible.
But dancing and singing and doing Bihar with gopis, Krishna qualities and beauty or anything of Krishna kam nahi gaya, not lessened,
never decreased.
So he acute as he was first beautiful, smiling, and all other qualities, he was just like before. Any man doing labor, he may be tired, and especially with ladies, that is surely be in, you know,
degree.
But dancing and doing so much bilas, he was as beautiful as he was before, having all the qualities.
Therefore, Achyuta.
Achyuta. Mahima se chut nahi hona achyut hai. Krishna is so much durlabh, and he is ekant ballabh of Lakshmi. Here Lakshmi in singular number is Srimati, and for plural, so many Lakshmi are all gopis. Am I heard it? Also, he is telling that Krishna is more than Vaikunthana, Lakshmina, and gopis are more than Lakshmi. In loving matter in Prem and in Vilas. Lakshmi, we have not heard that Lakshmi is dancing anywhere with Narayan. And doing so much Vilas with Narayan. But they are singing, dancing and doing so much Vilas with Krishna. So Lakshmi means Shobha. Shobha means?
Beauty.
But actually, the gopis' beauty is more than Lakshmi in any respect. Because Lakshmi has austerities for serving the lotus feet of Krishna. And Lakshmi could not receive Krishna as a Raman, but gopis had found Krishna as a Raman also. Also, Lakshmi Kanta here, Lakshmi wanting Achyut as a Kant, but she could not have. But gopis have.
What is the reason? I mean, Chaitanya Chaitanya states that Lakshmi could not enter into proper mood.
Proper mood?
When she wanted to obtain Krishna. But she could not.
Because naturally she has not the qualities which are in gopis. Krishna cannot break marjada. And that is why he returned all the Brahman, Yajnapatni. And here also, Krishna did not want to break the marjada of Narayan and Lakshmi. Secondly, he has no bhamibhav.
No, dakshin. She is completely dakshin.
Completely dakshin. Chandravi has also bhamibhav.
Then?
So many. There are so many examples.
Yeah.
But yet she was dakshin. In a braja. But for in comparison to Lakshmi and Satyabhama, she is more leftist.
Exactly. Even more than Satyabhama.
Satyabhama and all.
Mm.
But in comparison of Radhika, she is that.
Uh-huh. So in order to be a gopi, there must be some bhamibhava.
But she has no totally bhamibhava. And she will have to leave her husband and meet Chori Chupe.
Hidden.
In hidden way.
Secretly.
Secretly to Krishna. And she should be certainly gopi, taken the birth in go. And married by any go. No sons and children. There are two kinds of gopis, Kanyaka and Parodha. They two may be Parakriya. It is not certainly that they should be married.
but this would be Parthiya. Being in the house of his father, supported, and she has become matured in Varasandhi. And he is related to Krishna. And not telling anything to anyone, his father and mother and his brother and anyone, is skillfully, stolenly, she likes to meet Krishna.
So Lakshmi cannot behave this way.
No. So, Lakshmi has no these qualities, parkriya bhava. In these kanyaka, even they are not married, but yet they are parkriya. But there are some gopis, kanyaka, which have been not married, but parkriya, but they are swakriya. That austerity is to Katyayani, that Krishna may be their husband. Only that.
They never got married.
They were not married.
In Radha Krishna Ganadesha certificate mentions some of them not.
Kanyaka. These are Kanyaka. But ye Parthiya. A Prouha are those who have been married, but no child. Namin Vibhagda, not newly married. And if they have children, then Krishna will not accept them as a parthi or anything. They will be checked by their husbands anyhow, and they will not be allowed to go in rash or to meet Krishna anyway.
Srimati Radhika, Srimati Lalita Devi, they have no children, but they are not newly married either.
They are newly married. Always. That is Abhiman. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that only Abhiman does everything there. Krishna is no birth there. But yet still Yashoda Ananda Baba has more that Krishna is
our son.
So gopis all newly married. So no child. Like this. Krishna cannot live a moment without gopis. This is the lakshan of
symptom
of kanta. And those gopis who cannot leave Krishna for a moment, they are kanta. So Krishna don't like to leave a moment gopis, so he has done so. It seems that Krishna is more eager for Ras than gopis. And that is why he called them from their homes by his Basuri. And he told to go also. This was his indication that they should not go, they should be there. So here, Jigoshan is telling that here, Sukadeva Goswami has shown the more Mahatma of gopis than Satyabhama, Rukmini and Lakshmi and all other queens of Bhagavata avatars. So Uddhava has told, oh, what he has told.
Nayam Sam Vanitam Dadakar Prasad.
What to tell about us, Uddhav? Even Lakshmi Devi could not have occasion, fortune, to have Krishna-like soul, that he has given his hands in the neck of, around the neck of gopis. If Lakshmi is not having this, so what to tell for other semi-gods, wives are Krishna avatars' wives. And this is that in Ras Utsav, Sakshat Manmat Manmat Krishna.
I have a question,
small question.
It's not about this subject, but yesterday I went to the Tulsi Mala shop to buy some counterfeits. I asked him, how do you get these Tulsi beads? So many, you're making so many Tulsi beads. So, how do you do it? So they plant the seeds and the trees grow, and then when they die, they make the beads. But it seems as if they plant the tulsis specifically to get the wood to make, not so much to get the leaves for offering. And they're not doing regular puja. They have, it is like a business. Is there anything wrong with that?
They are doing business for them.
Huh.
And they don't care for policies. They plant, give water, and after that, if tulsi is matured, then they did not give water or anything.
Yeah,
and they don't do puja.
So that's not proper.
That is not proper, but you have to take this. And if you are out of all these things, we can do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if his list is arranged to have, then very good, otherwise Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like Sukadeva Goswami and Rupa Goswami and all others.
Because, you know, when we are preaching all over the world, there is a great need for so many Tulsi beads. And if, how else can you get so many Tulsi beads unless they do like that?
And also, they do by other means, another kinds of oats, the mix and go.
See, I had asked a question to you many years ago, and I explained to you that in the Philippines, it is possible to grow very nicely Tulsi Devi. And I asked you whether we could plant many, many Tulsi trees and water them. And then in the future, when they give up their body, use them for making beads.
Mm.
So, is it wrong to do like that?
Okay.
Is it all right?
Because atmosphere will be affected by tulsi, and it is good for whole atmosphere.
There will be pollution.
No harm. We can grow very nicely Srimati Tulsi Devi. She can grow 6 foot, 8 foot high.
Where?
In Philippines. She can grow 6 or 8 foot easily. And this thing, like a tree.
So
it's good to do, no harm. As long as we keep watering her.
If your Maharaj or our Maharaj can do that, There are so many grihastha Vaishnavas. In bhakti, explanation, not it is given that they should be married or unmarried. Bhakti is to do. But I have seen my Guruji also, your Guruji, that there are so many girls,
unmarried
and,
girls,
and there are so many
boys,
and they want also to be married. They are not like Ji Goswami or Raghunath Das Goswami. Then what to do? That's it, marriage. And our Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, has written Samskar Deepika, and in that Deepika he has written the all these things, how to marriage, how to samskar, how to name samskar, everything he has given. So they have done, I said, that you should be married. Then, but to marriage is not bhakti. No, marriaging is not bhakti. But they have allowed in some circumstances. So, it has not written that you should do business with Tulasi. You should not do. But yet, how to have Tulasi Mala? So far, जो निम्न वाले व्यक्ति हैं, जो बिजनेस करना चाहते हैं, पैसा भी कमाना चाहते हैं, वो लोग इसको करेंगे.
Yeah. We are, the idea is not to make profit from Tulsi.
You are not.
No.
But you will not do.
No.
You can, उनको उत्साह दे सकते.
Encourage somebody.
Encourage them all.
Yeah.
To whom you will encourage? They have some bhakti also, and also tendency of doing so.
And even they may not make any profit. They may sell the tulsi beads very inexpensively, and any money give to the deity.
They can do.
Huh?
And seeing you know, these things, any third person will do business. We are seeing all this. There are some both things. Some good things and bad things in one thing. For good persons, it is good. For bad persons, unqualified persons, these are bad things. So this should go in middle way. So many persons come here who have Tulsi leaves for
medicine,
for tea, for any road.
What do you say to that?
Then we become puzzled. They in a so mood, one is dying. And for medicine they require. What to do? And they are waiting for a Tulsi leaf. What should be?
One time my Guru Maharaj was told that you should take the Tulsi in a tea. He said, no, I won't do that. We don't do this.
This is good. But anyone is telling that his son is dying.
Yeah, then you have, for them you have.
What to do? So we should see the case and then determine what to do. We don't take Bhagan, Loki in Chaturmasya, but in Kartik Mas. We don't take. But then anywhere we go and it comes as a Mahaprasad, what to do? when you have gone to Govindaji in Jaipur or in Vrindavan, anywhere,
yes, sir,
automatically it has come. Then what to do?
Why are you saying I'm ISKCON?
I especially do that anyone should not see and take by doing.
Why carrots are forbidden?
Huh?
Why Bhakti Siddhanta? Why
Srila
Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he said carrots are not good.
Why Bhakti Siddhanta?
Gajar is not good.
Why?
Because
carrot halava is very good.
It has tendency of tamasic bhava and increases kam bhava. Krodha. So we should not.
Not at all.
I have not. But in boyhood I mean. Here I see that everyone takes and they come to then I tell them that you should not take a red gajar. But you can take some for medicine, this yellow gajar. There are two kinds of yellow and red. I tell that you should not take a red.
What about that beet?
Beet, I have seen that Prabhupada has taken, or Guru they used to take beet.
Yes,
but
great.
I have not taken in boyhood. I know that this is tamasic. I do pranam to them, but as our Guru has taken, but I don't.
What about potato?
Potato?
No, but in Puri, in Jagannath Puri, they don't use it.
We are not leftist then, like that.
But you can use it now.
That I know from them. Chaudha is also completed. Fourth. 15th. If I had seen, then so much things will come.
Take a few minutes, see it, and then it will come. We can wait here happily. No need to go translate, and you just read on your own. And we...
Karnat palalak bitanka kapola gharma vastra yo balaya nupur bho sagatyai gopya samang bhagavato nannatya nanetu svakesha srasta srajo bhramar gayak rasa gustyam. Karnot palalak bitank kapola gharma. Goswami, you are telling that gopis are more beautiful and more mahatvasali, mahatva, more important. More than everything, more than Lakshmi. Karnot palal. But we can hear alankar of swarana, hira, and all these things, diamonds. But here, Kanot Palal, only the flowers of pleasure. More important than those alankar of Lakshmi. Lakshmi alankar are so much high and harsh, and they are not fragrant. But here, so komal,
so soft,
having
fragrant,
so much madhu, like qualities of Krishna. And that is why the alankars of swarna and the diamond and all others are bathed in gopis and Krishna. Understand? Bathed means?
Difference.
Make difference. But flowers by Shikurna or Bahne ke wajah se, like a rubber. They are not creating difference between them. Swarna and all alankar of Lakshmi cannot take the presence of Narayan and Lakshmi. The flowers, as a garland, as a alankar, they can take the fragrance of Krishna and Srimati Radhika and their own fragrance also. And it makes Krishna and Srimati Radhika more attractive and Uddipana. What is the meaning of Uddipana?
Uddipana.
So, Vidushami is telling, he has not described so
elaborately,
but I think that these reasons can be there. So, gopis are more stressed.
Better
than gopis. This way, also. In comparison of beauty also, less and less gopis, Lakshmi cannot be compared with any gopis, which is last gopis. Beauty. So he is telling about your ornaments of gopi. So karnapal, utpal. Utpal means
lotus.
Lotus. There are so many kinds of, various kinds of lotus. You are Utpal, one kind of. It may be some.
Neel ke one.
Neel. Because it has the deity of Krishna. And gopis are wearing this in their ears. Like they want to hear the pastimes of Krishna. So attractively, and they also wear this beauty of Krishna the shape of this footprint. Also, Karnut Palal, Kapola Bitanka. Kapola means cheeks. So beautiful. Especially Holocaust of Greek. They are cut there.
Curls are wavy here.
Coming like this, going like this. And sometimes when with that beautiful soft fingers, sometimes doing, or Krishna doing, Narayan cannot do this. But Krishna is doing. Gopis are doing themselves, but it is more tasteful if Krishna does there. And also Gopis goes to Krishna. Both. That is why he expressed these modes by these words. Also, the Neel Kamal, lotus. Abha is falling down on the cheeks. They are like gold there. So beautiful. But then this mixed Krishna, like Krishna Abha there, both mix and become Neel Mani se bhi koi achha.
Sapphire, like a blue sapphire.
Markat Mani. That you are telling. Markat Mani.
Sapphire. Blue sapphire.
But Markat is more beautiful than
blue. And when steps from here, coming down, the Parchani bimb of these things are coming on these shades. And it is like pearls.
Yeah.
Krishna is saying of gopis and gopis are saying of Krishna's shades and all these things. And it becomes so uddipak for each other. There, in Lakshmi, in Vaikunth, no shades, because there is no dancing and all other things. But here, there is dancing. Both are dancing. So, here Kundal, Vidulyaman, and shades. So, Narayan cannot
Why
the sets of Lakshmi? Because no shape there. And here there are sets coming and again coming. So Krishna has so much
chance
to start doing wiping this
way. In this way he had chance to
touch
gopis, these things. And when this occasion comes, it looks very beautiful. Then Krishna is going, and they are somehow smiling. And these are the symptoms of Preeti. is cannot be found in Vaikuntha or anywhere in Dwarka also. In Dwarka also, this cannot be done. No rash, nothing, no like this. Shetsan come there. When Shetsan come, if Krishna tells anything against them, and they can be so angry or so much distressed, in sorrow, Shetsan can come. And then Krishna is like that. Go away from here. It's a Pradhana. And to Rukmini, no, but tell me that, I think that you are not a proper...
I am not a proper husband for you.
If I knew that you are such a...
Qualified.
Not qualified wife, then I have not told so.
Samajh raha hai?
Samjha?
Nahi.
He is joking with Rukmini. So I was joking. But if I knew that you will be saying,
then
I have not done so. But he did not come and said this. He can also share, but not like gopis. So in Dwarkapuri, in Mathurapuri, it cannot be occurred. What to tell in Vaikuntha and Rama avatar? Rama avatar, it has not any time told in Valmiki Ramayana and anywhere that Ram has swept the face of Sita. Not only has described.
Perhaps with Kupcha.
No. Krishna did not did anything. Only Kupcha did. He took the this and began to
pull.
In so many modes came. But Krishna was a tutor. He told that I will meet again. Only that. Because this is not Samartha Rati. You know three kinds of Rati? Sadharani. That is the symptom of Sadharani Rati. Only Kama Upabhog. Nothing else. After that, it will come down. When you see forward Krishna, Kama will come, and he will try to taste. But after that, nothing. This is Sadharana. And Samanjasa, in Dwarka,
yes.
What is the symptom?
They love Krishna, but their love is divided. They also have some love for husbands and children and other things.
But why Samanjasa is told? Samanjasa mani?
It means like equal. No?
They want to please Krishna also, and they want to please
themselves. Whereas the first, they only want to please themselves.
This is the Samaparati. Only to please Krishna. He are both divided. To please Krishna and to test also themselves. Samartha is samartha in controlling Krishna. But this samanjasa is not capable to control Krishna. So at that time, gopis are so seeing so beautiful. They were tired, but yet in tiredness, some beautiful, all these things were coming out as if any beautiful lady covered with a very thin cloth all gopis is sitting like this, everything but. By this, Kanak Palal, Vitanka, Kapola, Gharma, Vaprasyo, Sri Manasobha, beauty of their mouths and body was so excellent. It gone so much high. Gopis are beautiful by nature, but when how bhav
or hela subha hela samti
vichiti and all other 20 kinds of bhav are added, then they become more beautiful. These 20 bhav cannot be in Dwarka and and Vaikuntha, they can be only very little, and some of them. But all things, at the time of Ras, when they are playing with Krishna in Ras, everything going up to extreme climates. If dancing, also will tell dance, and that flowers garland has put here.
Yes.
Fallen
down.
Fallen down.
Kutriya
mane?
Broken.
Broken apart.
And
fallen.
Fallen down in earth. Here also
earrings
has gone out. That this has also gone out.
Flowers in the hair.
But still they become more beautiful. This is called vichiti. And something is they are wanting in inside anything, preferring. But outside, outwardly, they are rejecting.
Showing some other.
Some other thing. But anyhow, that comes in there. There are so many things, it comes out. This is Big Brahma. Sometimes come as a Leela. Sometimes comes like Shubha. Shubha means nothing but very no dressing, nothing, but yet something coming down.
You said it comes as a Leela sometimes.
Leela also and Shubha. And there are many, how, they are told in
Kanti.
If you, we will know all these things and apply all these things. And we'll have to apply those who know. And they are called Rashi. By mixing them, they say, how, rather Kripa Kataksha. All things written, those who don't know, they will not have any taste, and those who know word by word all these things. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and all others, Rashi Bhakti Vinod Thakur, may bring all these things in all slok and taste. This is Srimad Bhagavat can be tested with Rasika Vaishnava. That is why it has been told. All these things are not Sita here, but we can apply and control. This is Balaya Nupura Ghosa Vadde. He is telling that if Sagar Gopis are so much tired, but when they are standing by Krishna, and Krishna is in the right side of Gopis, and giving their hands on the Krishna shoulder, are taking him, and they are resting on Krishna, how they are looking beautiful.
One question is that if the gopis are dancing with Krishna, how can someone be resting on the shoulder while dancing?
No, that now he is telling this thing after Nitya.
Oh, okay.
In first slope, they have told about when they were doing dancing and all this.
Now
their dance has been ended. And they are becoming so tired, and Krishna also tired. In fairness, their duty is this kind of. So they are tired, but they are connected with Krishna and having his hands something here. By all the what they have told him in all these slopes. Yet their sadness is looking so much beautiful. Krishna is so much beautiful. He is manmath manmatha. But gopis are manmath manmath manmathani. How do you end here? He said, so Krishna is feeling so much ullas. Ullas, you know?
Ullas.
Ullas. Ullas mein ananda mein antar hai. In each verse,
there is a difference.
Specific meaning. In English, like happiness,
joy. Yeah. Just one word for so many meanings.
But in sense, so many.
Subtle, very subtle.
And especially Rupa Goswami has covered these new senses and has divided it all this. I think that in English, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Sneha, Pranaya, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, all are denoted by any word.
Love.
I love.
And they can also say, I love my car, I love my house.
But here, so many things, Mr. still covered by Rupa Goswami. He has covered so much that whole world is really better to him. If Rupa Goswami has not written Bhakti Goswami Sindhu and Ujjwalman and all these books, then I think that we are testing is very absurd, quite absurd. But Jiva Goswami has done according to the, all these things. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to Sanatana Goswami. And he has done so much mercy on Rupa Goswami and told every Vaishnava that have mercy upon Rupa so that he can
express
my ideas.
My all ideas.
They are gopi. Your word is gopi. Gopya. He is telling the gopis, they are gopis. They can keep Krishna in their heart. They can also keep all the moods that Krishna also becomes sandeha mein aa jata
in doubt
that what gopi is having here. No? Krishna is doing pariksha, examination, gopi, that you should go. Because this is night, you should not stay here. And we have so many calls. Similarly, gopis can test, have tested so many times to Krishna. Then Srimati Radhika is telling gopis that he should not come here. Krishna at that time cannot know what is the inner idea of Srimati Radhika. And he goes to Subal, goes to Rukmanjari, Brinda Devi, Yogamaya, everything there. Oh, dear. So Krishna ka prem parabas rupe prasiddha. Gopis are so much known as that they are prem parabas, controlled by Krishna prem. But here gopis are controlling Krishna and they can keep inside their heart. And all the prem they have hidden in their heart. So they are gopis. All gopis, Yashoda gopi and all, but especially these gopis. And in this way, Krishna keeps gopis in their heart, in his heart. So they are gopis. Understand?
Mm.
Gopis are keeping Krishna here and Krishna is hiding gopis in their heart always. When he is in Dwarka, gopis are there with Krishna because they are Swarup Shakti. But Krishna has hidden them in his heart, so anyone is not seen. But those who have eyes, they are seeing that gopis are with Krishna and in Krishna.
Sometimes at night, when he's in the arms of his queens, and what is in his heart comes out of his mouth.
So Rupa Goswami has described all this. All this. उनसे भी अच्छा रूप उसका नहीं अपने गुदग माधव वी हैव क्रिएटेड दिस बुक ओनली फॉर एग्जाम्पल व्हाट ही हैज रिटन इन
इज इट दैट वे और इज इट द अदर वे दैट ही हैज रिटन उज्ज्वल नीलमणि टू एक्सप्लेन व्हाट इज इन
श्रीमद् भागवत
एंड ललित माधव एंड विदर्भ माधव
Both
each way.
Because both are permanent. Like Shakti and Shaktiman. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one, and in duality Radha and Krishna. Both. This is Achintya Bheda Bheda of Shakti. So here he is telling that Krishna was vidagdha. No? gopis are also with us. Not less, but somewhat, some degrees.
More.
Gopi. So, they are gopi. Certainly gopi. Gopis are also vidagdha. How vidagdha? Vidagdha means rashik. And also, there are so many vast meaning of vidagdha. So, all sense gopis are vidagdha. They are telling that, O Krishna, put your feet on our breasts. What is the motive?
To give pleasure.
They are vidagdha, so they are telling. Hiding their spirit there. Otherwise, is for them, they are not telling. But Krishna is so lajjawala,
sinful.
Shy. But he wants. So they are telling. So gopis are vidagdha. Here it is will called, माने भीतर को छिपा करके बाहर अवहिता दे आर टेलिंग ऑल दिस थिंग्स सो गोपीज आर ऑल्सो विदग्ध लाइक कृष्ण मोर देन कृष्ण इट कम्स फ्रॉम दिस श्लोक दे वांटेड दैट कृष्ण शुड वॉश आउट अवर
स्वेट
Yes. And that is why they created all these things. And they went in front of Krishna. And Krishna may see his face. And in dancing, they are doing so much labor that all should come. And Krishna should do. Because by doing so, Krishna will be so much more than gopis. And seeing this, Here we should also see that as gopis are ornamented by flower decorations, Krishna has done alankar of gopis by his own hands. Especially to Srimati Radhika and